Welcome to the Pool Nation Podcast, where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. We talk about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. Now let's welcome your host, with over a decade of industry insider experience and still the reigning champion of Marco Polo, Edgar De Jesus, and his co-host, John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and Zach the Pool Boy Nicholas.
Welcome, everyone, to the Pool Nation Live Podcast. I am your host, Edgar De Jesus, and yes, I am the reigning champion of Marco Polo, along with Mr. John J.J. Flawless, the fastest netter in the West, and the famous Zach, the Pool Boy Nicholas. Today, we are in studio, so guess who's joining us? Spider, the Counting Ball King himself.
The man.
There you go. Today, we're talking to Javier Payen with Payen Pools out in San Diego, California. Excited to have him on today. So, want to welcome everyone to our live podcast, the podcast where it's all pool talk. And we ain't talking about netting and jetting or splashing and dashing. We're talking about becoming a nation of pool pros. And yes, we will talk a lot about the latest products, trends, and training in the pool industry. But before we get started today, I want to thank our visionary partners for this podcast, Ultimate Pool Tools, the SPPA, Blu-ray XL, Aquastar Pool Products, Natural Chemistry, Raypak, Heritage, and Hayward Pool Products. We want to thank them for their continued support. Mr. Zacharias, that flew into town this morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here thinking that I might actually have to cave and figure out how to do the chat thing now that you've got us streaming so many places that it fires up. I'm like, open. I've got six different things going on here so I can stay in touch with
I've only given you the password like 60 times, saved it onto your Google password thing. So all you got to do is click on it and you still can't get it.
I am technologically challenged and I'll fight it as long as I have to. But I think now I'm going to have to cave. So
you're going to have to get to cave in. So I have it all here. So Jeanette, big shout out to you. Todd's Pool Service. Robert, what's going on? Good morning. Jane, all the way out from La Quinta. She's what, to the left room of you, John, or to the right room? Where's Janie at?
She just dropped off the boys to school and she's getting ready to go do some pools today. We're a little off schedule today. Our guy, Fabian, he's taking the day off. Believe it or not, we're giving him a day off so that he can go to this concert in Southern California. It's like a Coachella Fest, but for younger kids, I guess. But Coachella Fest is for younger kids already, right? But I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, a different type of music. It's like a two-day event, so we're gonna do his pools today. So she's out hustling, scrubbing tubs right now.
That's a supportive wife that leaves the husband back doing a podcast, sitting in air conditioner, right, while the wife is out there hustling, bringing it in. So does she come home and kind of smack you in the buttocks and go make mama a sandwich, and you're like, yes ma'am, and you go run over and make her a sandwich?
Depends which day it is, which role play date it is. You know, what's today? It is Friday, isn't it? It is Friday. I don't know, Mama. Is that what we're doing today?
Oh, I can't believe you went down that road that early in our conversation. So, hey, big shout out there to Academy Pools. Benny, what's going on? Bobbin, what's going on? That's your boy, right? Bobbin. I'm not going to read the rest of his username, just Bobbin.
Yeah.
Todd Pieri, what's going on? Donnie, big shout out. Look who's on here. The Pool Assassin, the man, the myth, the legend himself.
Joey.
And Nicole, good morning. Academy Pools was out there a week ago today. Academy Pools was out here. You got all the San Diego people coming out here.
Nice.
So
good support.
Yeah.
That's the exodus right there.
Yeah. So good morning, Javier. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing terrific.
Yeah.
Excellent day. Love being out here. Had a good time last night doing some videos with you and hanging out and doing coffee and food and all that stuff.
How'd you like that summer moon?
Oh, my God.
John, you should have seen him.
Yeah.
We're sitting there and we go to Summer Moon in Frisco and we went and we sat outside on one of the little tables. The weather was like perfect. And there was a lot of those blackbirds, you know, the ones that always make all this weird. So they're sitting up on that tree and there's a little traffic and we sit down and I'm talking to him and he looks at me and goes, Edgar, can you just give me just 1 second? I go, yeah. He takes off the lid to his coffee cup. he sits there and he just leans back and he's like, I just need to take this in for a couple minutes. Let me just soak this in. And he literally sat there for like 3 minutes watching the birds, watching the traffic.
It was such a romantic setting as he painted that picture. And I'm just trying to have a moment. He's like just going into Edgar mode. It's like, dude.
Oh, I know.
You don't throw that. What was it? Moon milk? Is that what they call it?
Moon milk.
Yeah, that stuff was awesome. And he's just glossing over. It's like, dude, this is my first time here. Let me just enjoy the scenery.
You know, soak it in for a second. And look, I'm just sitting here kind of, what a difference, Javier. I think the last time we had you on the podcast was, what, 3 years ago almost?
It was, early.
Know, it was a long time
a while ago. Yeah. Chaotic time.
Things have changed a little bit, right? Glad to have you out in the studio, flying out to Texas. Yeah. I know it's not easy for you to leave your business, but to come out here and to do this podcast with us and to shoot some content was pretty mighty of you. Much appreciated.
I love Texas, and I love Texas so much, I brought my Texas boots out with me that I bought in San Antonio.
Here we go.
Wow.
And
go. I haven't even gotten boots yet.
While we're having this romantic coffee on Main Street in Frisco with the birds singing and the whole thing, Edgar says, I have some boots. So, okay, great. Let's wear our boots tomorrow. Wouldn't it be cool now that we're having this relationship, this type of relationship? So I'm out there in my Texas boots, my jeans on, and here comes Edgar, and I flash him my boots, and he has that, oh, crap, look. It's like, what happened? I forgot my boots. So guess what song is playing over the PA there at the hotel? Nancy Sinatra, These Boots Were Made for Walking. This is God telling you, you should have had your boots on. Think about the romantic moment that would have been if we both had our boots on and that song's playing. You blew it, dude.
We would have taken over the internet. We would have crashed the internet with pictures of us in our boots, right? So
I don't think I've ever seen you in boots, Edgar.
He's got Pool Nation Blue boots.
That's right, baby. Tell him, Zach. Tell them.
That kind of scares me that you've seen it. And when you come to Texas, where do you stay? Where do you sleep?
In the man cave?
Yeah, at Edgar's house, right?
Yeah.
You're at Edgar's house. Is that the only place he wears his boots?
I wore them to the nomination event.
They did.
Oh, yeah, did and they were a hit. They were a hit. I had people from Philadelphia calling me the next day that they were at boot shops looking for those boots.
Are they the ostrich ones, the fancy ones?
They're bedazzled.
They're blue suede boots.
I bet they are.
They're literally Pool Nation Blue.
I'm telling you, they're Pool Nation Blue. Now, you know who I got that from that I saw that had those? When we had Dave Cook in studio, he wore those boots. And then as soon as I saw the boots, I'm like, that's the pair of boots that I need right there. I had to buy them. So anyways, hey, we got a couple shout outs for you over here this early in the morning. Hey, big shout out to Jared. What's going on? Jandy Jared is out there. Steve Barnes. Good morning, Pool Nation. What's going on, Steve? First Response Pools. Michael is going on. Good morning. Did Javier go for the full moon is what Todd Perry wants to know. did you man up and go full moon?
I don't know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
I was in bed early last night, so I guess no.
Todd, very few people are brave enough to go full moon. So just to give you a heads up, you got Michael out there from First Response. Hey, Javier, big shout out to you. And Jeanette is saying, why was I singing that song? I love that song. That's why. So big shout out to Jeanette out there. So, John, I know that you kind of already popped in and said something, but good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. That was my good morning. I don't know what else you want me to talk about. We talked about role playing. We talked about boots. We talked about your dressing habits in the middle of the night at your house, right? We talked about summer moon.
Sounds like he's a little jealous.
We got nostalgic and started talking about back in the day when we had Javier as one of our first guests on our podcast. And I remember being in the closet.
Oh, you were in the closet?
I was in the closet.
Did you come out of the closet?
I'm going to leave.
Come on. You pitched it, bro. Come on.
I was in the closet doing the last podcast. And then now we have our beautiful studio and having Javier out here to come back again to share his story. I don't know what else you want me to talk about.
Your morning.
Yeah, you didn't say good morning. You just went in and started talking.
Look, I'm a little thrown off today. Like I said, I'm a creature of habit. Thursdays and Fridays are our repair days. Mm. And we do nothing but installs and repairs and check on our pools and do stuff like that. Today is a little bit different. One, obviously, because we have our podcast. But after the podcast, we have about 13 pools that we have to take care of and do today because we gave Fabian the day off. He asked us if he can go out to this concert or whatever. As soon as we're done, I have to go and hit some pools up. I'm just a little thrown off, but other than that, I'm ready to rock and roll. I'm looking forward to seeing some of these pools though, because I haven't really touched the water there for a few months, you know, and it's cool. And I look forward to it. It's like a, you know, you don't want to go to a backyard that you haven't been to in a little while that your technician's there taking care of. And you go back there, I want to be positive, and we're going to have our laundry list of stuff that we're going to look at and things that we can do better and things that he's doing great at. So my head's like spinning today, trying to figure out how I'm going to get all this stuff done. But other than that, I'm doing amazing. I wish I was out there actually in Texas with you guys. This whole remote thing is a little off for me. I like being there in the mix, but this will have to do.
No worries. Hey, big shout out over here, Cannonball Pool Company. She's saying Palm Springs Bears love the look, John. Big shout out to you out there. Big shout out to Rob. Bravo, Mark.
Wow.
What's going on? Let's see here. Coastal Cactus Pools. What's going on? Good morning. Big shout out to all you. Jen, shout out. Edge Pools. Easy Blue Pools joined as well. Good morning, Jen. Good morning. Good to see you on here. Big shout out to everybody out there. Anyways, so hey guys, before we get started, let me get through a couple things that I need to jump on and talk about here. March 26th and 27th, which is actually around the corner, we're going to be doing a boot camp out at the Western Pool and Spa Show out in Long Beach, California. And we're going to be doing four classes out there. We're going to be doing a automation class. We're going to be doing a heater class. We are going to be doing a salt system class. And AquaStar is going to be doing their pump class. Classes are all hands-on. And when we talk about hands-on, we really mean hands-on. It's literally cutting wires, stripping wires, running it through conduit, connecting everything, learning about high voltage, low voltage, grabbing those Ray Pacavia heaters and just completely ripping them out. Blowers coming out, vents coming out. And Brad, you let him and he'll take that thing all the way down to the bare cabinet. So great stuff out there. If you guys want to register, and go to poolnation.com or go to westernshow.com and you guys can register through there. If you register for the boot camp, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, it also gives you a pass to all the education on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the show, as well as a pass to the expo floor as well. So if you register for the boot camp, you get access to. So again, if you want to register, go to poolnation.com or westernshow.com. And then right after that, Zach, we're going to be turning around because we go back May 17th for the Raypak 201 class. And we're going to be open registration for that one soon. That one's going to be a little bit smaller. We can only fit in 40 people. And that one's going to be a little bit different because that's where we go to their boiler rooms. They have five or six heaters where they actually are working heaters. They're running and they can trigger any errors. And then you have to go through the process of troubleshooting that heater. And if you fix it and you press that power button, Zach, you get that little noise that you always like to hear, the boosh when it comes on. It never gets old, right, John? You always wait there and wait for that. And you're like, yes. You remember that from your day?
Love it.
The times that you put them in, right? And you press the button and they don't come on and you're like, uh-oh. But then when you turn it on and it goes voosh, you're like,
oh. Usually that,
that
feeling. Back in Javier's day, there were blowers.
The pilots. You had to light the pilot.
That's old school.
I remember the whoosh.
Hey, I remember the little click from the little.
What was it? A PG-19 pilot generator back in those days? Generates 750 millivolts with a flame.
Yeah.
Screw low voltage. You make your own. That's like a self-sustaining system.
Yeah.
Off the grid with that.
Yep. I remember those, sadly. Sadly, I do. There was a couple of them that we worked on.
So for fact checks, I think it was a PG-19 for a Teledyne Lars and a Q313 for a Raypak. They're different.
But those things used to go forever.
Yeah.
Like forever. Like you would look at the heater and you're like, man, this thing looks like it's falling apart. Nope, it's just going like nothing.
Yeah. Even worked on those old brown A. O. Smith heaters.
Nah, I never worked on those.
Oh, my Lord. No. Nothing?
The ones you had to shovel coal in.
Yeah.
You had a heap of coal. What's this coal doing in the back of the panel? We had to shovel
and then give the little two sticks you rub together to light it?
Oh, that's freaking awesome. That's awesome.
Good
Scott
one.
Ferguson. Big shout out to our boy Scott Ferguson.
Hey, the legendary Scott Ferguson.
The legend himself. Good morning to Javier Payan. You look terrific. Scott, bro. John, he went to Javier first.
Mom always told us, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all, right?
Okay. So, you know what? It's fine. Kevin, let's edit that out of the... No, I'm just kidding. Frank Volks, new pool company here in Florida Pools, California, Vacaville. So, big shout out to you out there, Frank. And then, First Response is saying 2 weeks away. Are we 2 weeks away? Yeah, we're two weeks away from the Western.
Is it even 2 weeks away?
Yeah. Think
so. No, not for us.
Yes, not for us.
No.
We're 1 week.
1 week away for us. Yeah. So it's about a week and a half.
1 week, so, 1 day.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even sent out emails yet. Holy.
You better get rocking, brother.
Play it off.
Hey, big shout out to the Pool People Arizona Chad. What's going on in Primary Pools LLC out here for joining on? So again, May 17th, stay tuned. And then after that, we will be out at the PSP Expo with the Pool Nation Conference. Is that where we're going, John? Pool Nation Conference?
I like that.
Pool Nation Conference, right?
I think so.
Instead of Pool Nation Boot Camp out there, because we're going to do more things, right? We're going to do leadership. We're going to do pool tech. We're going to do business. We're going to do retail. We're going to do it all. I think we go Pool Nation Conference, right? The Pool Nation Conference at the PSP Expo.
Do you guys even sleep?
Right, I know.
Do you even sleep?
You know, here's the problem that we have.
What's in that moon milk, man?
John is probably the worst influence, Zach.
Yeah.
Because he's in the West Coast. So automatically, he's 2 hours earlier, right? And then homeboy sleeps like, what, 3 minutes a night, maybe, if I'm like on a good night.
Yeah, so it's bad.
He'll be sending me messages at 2 o'clock in the morning, just, hey, Edgar, I got an idea. What if we do this?
You've become quite the night owl over the years, though.
Yeah, but it's because of John, because he's always sending me messages that late.
Yeah, last night we were out to what, 7:30, 8 o'clock?
Night owl. And then that was it. Javier was ready to go because it was a concert with Fleetwood Mac tribute band.
Yeah.
And we finished eating and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, well, let's go out there. So he runs out there, right? And this is a family place. He starts taking off his shirt and swinging it around like that to where security had to come over and get us, John, and be like, guys, you need to calm down.
That didn't happen. Come on now. Come on. I had my shirt off inside the restaurant.
So anyway, so everybody stay tuned. We will give you guys a little bit more details as we get closer. So Javier, obviously we know who you are. I think a lot of people in the industry know who you are, but we've got a lot of the younger crowd into the industry. We just had a company telling us that they're new into here. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So obviously I know how to work on millivolt heaters, so we go back a long ways. I started Pine Pools in 1987. I was 20, 21 at the time. I started cleaning pools when I was 17 and had an opportunity to buy a route from my boss. And we did that. It took about 2.5 years to pay it off. And the one thing, like looking back, I've always loved this industry, cleaning pools, and just there's new stuff. Even today, there's new stuff, like looking at Zach trying to figure out a password. This is new technology and we're just getting bombarded with it. So this is the type of industry that just keeps evolving, keeps changing. We were at the Jandy class this week earlier, you know, learning the new stuff and the new pumps and heaters, and it's just a great evolution. So we're in San Diego, and as I said, we've been around since 1987, and really, I think the only thing that I would like to just contribute is that I've just always tried to run the most professional company I could, even from day one when I didn't know what I was doing. That just always was in the back of my head. But yeah, we're in San Diego, out in Santee, doing our thing.
So how specifically did you get into the pool industry? You started, so...
By accident, like most of us do. When I was in high school, I had a custodial job just for gas money type stuff that I would go to after school, and the company was moving, and I had my big gas guzzling car, and so they're going to move across town. I'm not going to drive this beast. Half my paycheck goes to the gas at $1.87 a gallon. So I went to this career development center. They teach you how to do interviews, and they give you the job leads after you complete the course, and there was this opportunity for some type of custodial work at the airport for a company called Marriott Host. So I go out to the San Diego airport and I go to the interview, and it's like, oh yeah, there's a mistake. You know, I had a tie on and the whole thing. And it's just, I'll know the job was for like an AC repair guy. And I don't know anything about that. So it's like, okay, if something else comes up, we'll let you know. So I'm driving home and there's this other lead for a pool company in North Park. It's like literally on my way home. So I'll just check it out. And my first instinct was not to, that wasn't my first choice because they started at 6 a.m. I'm like, I don't want to start at 6 a.m. Screw that, you know? And so I get there and go to the address. The guy was working out of his house. I knock on the door and no one's there. It's like, okay, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. So as I'm leaving, he pulls up in the truck. He's like, hey, are you here for the job? Yeah. You want to start tomorrow? Okay. And literally like that. And so I worked for this company called Freeway Pools back in those days, like 1985, and then, or 84 actually. And then I worked for him for 2.5 years, and my boss was going to sell the company. And by that time, at 20 years old, I was doing the billing. So I worked for him, like, say, let's say 2.5 years. And he used to rotate the routes every 6 months. So I was like the only one left that knew all the customers and all the routes. So he said, look, if you help me train these buyers, you know, he just pieced them out one at a time. I'll let you buy a route and I'll let you pay it off over 5 years. I think it was like $23,000 back then. And I didn't have that kind of cash like in my pocket like you do right here. Money was spilling out of your car when you opened the door today. And so
it fell out of your side of the truck.
Okay, cool. So, of course, we carved out the nicest ones that were geographically convenient for me and then helped train all the buyers and bought my route on time. And I thought, I'm not going to, yeah, I saw what he went through having employees. Then he had 6 or 7 employees. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to. My game plan was get up early, do my pools, be off at 12 or 1, maybe do a couple repairs, then go to the beach and learn how to surf or something like that. That was my business plan. And about 10 months into it, we hired our first guy, and then now we're like 20-something employees, and that didn't work out, the original business plan.
Isn't it fascinating? Look, I'm listening to that, and it's like how the smallest little decision that at that moment in your life was insignificant, right? Really, if you really think about it, just deciding and it just happened and then seeing this other job and just going, oh, you know what? Let me just stop by, and how it just completely changed your whole life, right? And it's like humbling. I look at it and I don't want to get all, but I sit and I think and it's just like, wow. As you get older, you start to appreciate these things and you start to look back at the significance of just some of the smallest little decisions that you make. You don't know how it can just completely change your whole journey in life. The same thing with me too. Like, we all fall in by accident, and it just so happened to be the minute I decided that I wanted to do something different and have a career change, I opened up my eyes instead of having tunnel vision when I'm driving home, and I looked around and the first truck I saw was a pull truck. And then I thought, I never even thought about it. And then from there, on my way home, I saw 15 different pull trucks. And then from there, my whole life changed at that moment. And I just find it fascinating just to hear these stories. It's just amazing.
And as you think about it, like 37 years later, this is our 37th year in business. You look at it, really, if you change your focus, we are really surrounded by opportunities. At every turn of the head, there's an opportunity there.
Oh, 100%. And it just goes to show, just like some of these little things that we might take for granted, or these little decisions that we make, or we put off, or we procrastinate, or we don't take it serious, or however it may be, how it can just completely change your life. And that's just pretty amazing. I don't think I quite remember that on the first time we spoke. I don't think you went that far into detail. So that's pretty, unless I did a bad job of listening, but I'm usually pretty good at it. But thanks for sharing that, Javier. No, you obviously do service and repair, right? And you fix millivolt heaters, and you at the Smithsonian Museum.
The millivolt man.
That's what we're going to call you, the millivolt man.
But do you guys also build as well? Only stick to service?
So we're primarily service and repair. That's our wheelhouse. That's, I think, what we do. So I've got a C61 license for service and repair, and I also went and got my C53, which is for construction and everything. The C53 covers concrete, solar, plumbing, electrical, everything. I got that license because sometimes we're doing jobs that were a little bit bigger than the C61. So I got the C53 just so that we can do everything. And pool building is not my deal. I have no interest in building. Those are not the headaches. I want the headaches that we have. I can handle those. I'm comfortable with those. And but we do some renovations, you know, here and there, like when I get bored, and then, okay, we'll take on a job. But typically, we're not set up for that because it's just a whole different industry. And if you're going to do building or remodels, you have to be set up for that, from like the sales cycle, the estimates. There's just a whole nother cycle to, can we do it? Yes. I do that hands-on. I love doing that. But we actually were focused on doing a lot of that a couple years ago. And I just got to the point, like, it just wasn't fun for me anymore. And the pool service repair, to me, that's still fun. And so we're just doubling down on that. But we'll get involved some renovation stuff. We got some great subs we work with.
What kind of renovation stuff do you guys do?
We got a job going on right now where we're going to be redoing the plumbing, a new skimmer, running the new lines, moving the equipment. And that's, we actually started that project in February, and then it rained like tons of rain. So we said, we're not draining this pool right now. We started a little bit, and we told the customer, we're going to start now, do what we can, and we're going to just wait on draining the pool. Then when we drain the pool, we punch the holes into the shell, run the new pipes, new conduit for the light, new skimmer. And then we did a project a couple weeks ago with the sub. We did a couple skimmers and some skimmer repairs with epoxy foam injection, some that we ripped out and redid, and some underground leaks and that type of stuff. And I think we got a job, we're going to run a whole new main drain line on a commercial pool, like from the skimmer down to the floor, in a couple of weeks, that type of stuff. It's called breaks up the monotony.
Now, do you do that just for your customers, or yes, if somebody yes. calls at random, you'll do it?
The way we run our business, there's just a ton of business out there. Mm-hmm. And back when I was 21 years old, I wanted to do every pool once we start hiring people. But you do the math and there's like over 240,000 pools in San Diego County. And I realized I can't do them all. Unlike you guys, I want to sleep at night. I'm not going to work 24 hours a day. And so let's just do that. But then we get like, let's not go after every single customer. Instead of focusing on getting new customers, why don't we just focus on taking care of our existing customers? And I realized there's so much gold in your own customers that we put all our resources in doing the best job we can to cater to our customers, and we don't have to go out and do that. So like, for example, I don't want to go out on a Saturday and meet people to talk about the color of tile. That's not fun for me anymore. And those type of things that you need to do if you're doing renovations and building, you have to meet people after hours and on the weekends. And I just don't want to do that. And not if that's what you're going to do, that's the job you signed up for. And great, that's perfect. You love it. Then maybe you have Mondays and Tuesdays off and that's fine. But that's not where I want to be right now. And then the estimates. And then are you the third bidder? Are you the low bidder? It's, and when we deal with our own customers, it's really for the most part, not a competitive thing, because we have the rapport, we have the relationship, we have the trust. Yeah, just take care of it. Like, I don't know why you're sending me an estimate, just remodel my pool. So, well, no, we have to give you a contract and all these things. It's just nicer. So when you're dealing with customers that you know and you understand their personalities, then you can decide whether you want to work for them or not. And we got some great customers, we got great employees, and it's just, there's just so much work out there that we don't have to go outside of our base per se.
There's two questions that I have. One, let me ask you, you talk about you want to make sure that you take care of the customers that you have, right? That's your focus. Yes. I know where you were going.
Was just going to jump in and more comment on it, but I think it's something that we tend to overlook a lot of the times. And we had Eugene on a few weeks ago, and he was talking about the same thing. He, you know, growing. And at one point he's like, I realized I wanted to just focus on the people that we really take care of them. And for me, that was a real gold nugget. And that's something that we talk about and I battle on a regular basis. I'm like, grow. But are we losing sight of our existing customers? What can we do to take care of them better?
Totally, yeah.
So what do you do differently to make that focus on your customer?
So we came up with an idea a long time ago. And the idea was, let's do an annual walkthrough. Let me take it a step back further. Back in 2006, 2008 timeframe, when they had the VGB Act, we did a ton of drain splitting and the entire focus was all commercial. And so I got to the point, it's like we have all these cool residential customers and we're not taking care of them. We're just servicing the pool and we're out of there. And the main focus was all VGB retrofits. And I'm glad we did it. I taught you something about drain coverage yesterday. You didn't know. That's pretty cool. So we were like, looking back, I'm glad we did it. But I stepped back and I said, we're just chasing stuff. Why don't we just look at our customers and just pop in once a year? We mentioned about technology. The idea was, let's go look at all the pools, take digital photos, load the disk onto the computer, tag all the photos, write up an estimate, send them photos. And it was just a clunky thing. Fast forward to today, we call them now pool checkups. And we go in there with our app, we take our pictures. So while we're taking pictures, we're photographing all of our pools. So in a later date, when we go to do a repair, we have digital photos of all our job sites. And then if you just think, oh, let's just take one customer, typical residential pool and spa. What we learned about the drain covers is you have to change them out every 3 to 5 years because of the UV degradation. How many of us are doing that? And just think about just that one thing, how many drain covers there are to change out. And we recommend it. And now the thing is, if something happens, if someone gets hurt on a drain cover because it's old or broken, what liability do you have because you weren't the guy that said you should do this? Now, if people don't do it, we have a document that we recommended that. So there's just one thing on pool covers and drain covers, super easy and a really good moneymaker. Then there's heater maintenances. Most pools have a heater. And when we're just at the Jandy class and at the RayPak class and at the Pantry class, once a year, do your preventive maintenance. Open them up, clean out the burner trays, change that to PG-13 or the PG-9 rather. And there's maintenance that you're supposed to do, unit them governors. How many of us do that? Think about how many heaters you have. So we offer that. And so that if down the line somebody's heater doesn't work, we can say we offered you this and you didn't do it. Now you need a new heater. And so you're able to get to these things. Then you have potential upgrades. Hey, the light didn't come on. We have LED lights and color changing. Or I noticed you don't have automation. You should consider this and call us for prices. So of all our customers, everyone, I think we are about 95% complete on these things. So we're calling that 100 because we normally would get to 50 or 60% because it is an overwhelming task. But we really dialed that in this year. So of all the years I've been in business, this is the year we dialed it in. We staffed up to make it happen. And so then now we have all these estimates out. So now we did them from July through January. But now the next phase is my office, a tool at our office is calling all our customers. Did you get this pool checkup? Oh, no, I didn't. Can you resend it? So we've got like a ton of drain covers scheduled to be replaced in when it warms up in April or May. So that's banked work. And then when people call us, hey, I'm thinking about doing my deck seal. Oh, we looked at it in October. We have the linear footage and we have the color. And here's your estimate, go. And things, we set the year up to really be rocking and rolling. So there's just a couple ideas. And I see Zach's calculator turning in his head. Think about just all the drain covers out on your pool, just on the spas. We're going to change the drain covers every 3 years. How much work would that be? A couple months?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at his eyes.
He just sent
his eyes are twinkling there.
He just sent me a WhatsApp and said, as soon as you transcribe this, please send me the first hour transcribe.
What's WhatsApp?
Love that, John.
We've been preaching this, and this is something that I say 1,000 times. I've spoken to many companies over the years, and one of the questions always is, how do I increase my revenue and how do I grow? And to them, the number one in their mind and in most people's mind is, I need to get more customers, right? How do I attract more? And then they automatically go, I need to advertise, or I need to give more, or give away free services, or do all these types of things. And it's always time out. What I hear you doing, Javier, is exactly how we approach it ourselves. Before you go out looking for more company or for more clients or for more pools, you need to take care of what you have already, right? You have to perfect your current clientele. And there is so much money in that backyard that you are absolutely missing. And I was talking about it today, just right now in the good morning, when I was saying, I am looking forward to this, where now I'm going to put my hands, touch the water, right? Put my eyes on these equipment pads that I haven't seen in 6 months, maybe, or a year, because we have somebody servicing and taking care of it. I get to go back there now. And then I get to look at all the opportunities that we have. So I come up with a list of, these are the great things that you're doing, right? That I want to continue doing, reinforcing great behaviors back there. And then look at some opportunities, things that maybe he might have missed. But more importantly, look at it, at opportunities to where we can offer solutions to our clients for emerging technologies or new things that came out or things that you just don't have a visibility on. And then sitting down and coaching our guy and being able to talk to Fabe and say, hey, look, brother, when you're in the backyard, let me show you, this is what we're going to do. This is how I looked at it. When you see this, teach them or offer them this or whatever it may be, and then use it as like a coaching opportunity for them. And then we take it back and then we get in contact with our clients, and then they get the one that, hey, look, one of our biggest things was when we stopped taking care of the pools ourselves, you lose that owner-customer relationship. And it was really tough at first. And we had some clients that were a little hesitant because they're all expecting a level of service or having the line to the bat phone and being able to call and talk to the boss or to the owner of the company and getting that, creating that distance and allowing your clients to know, hey, look, you're still going to be taken care of, even with one of our technicians. But then, you know, going into the backyard and then saying hi to Susie and Billy and whoever it may be, and then, you know, building up on that relationship and then being able to offer these types of service like you're talking about are just a freaking no-brainer, man. There's so much money in our backyards that we just walk right by simply because we have tunnel vision or we're too hungry looking for new revenue streams opposed to maximizing the ability or maximizing what we have in the backyards currently. So yeah, hey, kudos to you, brother. And your mentality too is, hey, look, and which is amazing because I know my comfort zone. You say it, I've experienced this. I don't necessarily enjoy it. And most importantly, I really don't need it. And I know what we're good at. This is what I love doing. And this is what we've been doing for so long, and that we're going to stay in our lane and do what we do and do it best. And that's the type of mentality that we have as well. Everybody listening, you need to pay attention to this because what Javier is telling you is something that you start when you're young and hungry, you're out there, you're a go-getter trying to do everything. And then as you get older in this industry and as you start to get a little bit of wisdom and understanding and you've played all the games and you figured it all out and fell on your face 1,000 times, you start to realize these types of things. And then you really begin to appreciate what you have.
Now, let me ask you, how many pools do you guys service now?
I don't know. We're like somewhere between 650 and 700.
650 and 700.
I know the math on it.
Did you ever think that you'd get to 650 or 700?
Not at all. No.
No.
That's a lot of pools.
That is a big operation.
And that's half of our business. The other half is repair. We have, I think, 5 repair techs. And each guy's doing 4 to 5 repair jobs a day. And there's that hole. And I mentioned our dispatcher, Chris. He actually works remotely from Denver. So I was talking to him today, and he said, yeah, they got 2 feet of snow. He's running that department. And that's every single day. Because I'm out here having moon milk on Main Street with you. You know, it's like, how's it going today? Good. As I mentioned, I didn't even ask him what we're doing. You got it under control? Yep, got it. Okay, good. Life is easier this way. That's why I wanted my moment.
It's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to call the office sometimes when I come to Dallas. I'm like, are you guys okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Then what are you calling me for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the beauty. That's exactly what they're doing. You know that, right? You know that they're doing, like, why are you calling? We got this. And especially at your office, your team down there is awesome. And you know they're going to have it under control.
Look, let's go back again. This is a beautiful thing right here. And I enjoy speaking to many people in our industry and getting their temperature, especially those that have been in the industry for a very long time. And one thing, and I'm going to unpack this a little bit here, and this is what I'm assuming this, and every interaction we've had, Javier, has been a very positive interaction. And you have a very good outlook on the industry, right? I've never heard you really say anything negative. You've always been very positive, right? You have a smile on your face. You look younger than we do, you know? And when you see and hear these things, especially from business owners that have that many pools, usually the tune or the song you hear is, you never want that many pools. Oh my God, you never don't stay where you're at. You don't ever want 500, 600, 700, 800 pools. And the reason why is they go, because of headaches or whatever. It's just too much and so many things are going on. And I look at it like, I love how many pools we take care of. And I'm thinking the difference between a positive attitude when you have 600 and 700 pools, right? And the normal attitude that you normally have when you have that many pools from what we hear as a norm in the industry is simply, what type of clientele are you accepting? What type of foundation have you laid, right? If you can do it well with 100 clients, you can do it well with 1,000 clients.
Yep.
The importance is, how fast are you growing, right? Or what your intentions are. And I guess if you build it correctly at the beginning and you don't rush yourself to get to where you're at, you can build an empire or you can build your company to be as big as you want it to possibly be without as many headaches. Now, of course, you're going to have issues that are going to here and there or whatever. But what I see and what I hear is that if you surround yourself with amazing people, great employees, you're able to handle these types of situations and it doesn't become as big of a burden. And you're able to sit in Texas with your feet kicked up in Frisco, drinking the moon milk with your boots on, and being able to enjoy this without having to be on the phone 1,000 times stressed out. Hey, look, I got this and these types of issues, because you have, your business is a well-oiled machine. Now, again, this is me from the outside looking in, right? We all have inner workings and stuff that might be going on or whatever it may be. But at least from my perspective, looking at that, and I just want to say congratulations, man. Anybody listening or going to be listening to this podcast, it's okay and it's possible to be able to have a good quality life and be able to have 500, 600, 700, 1,000 pools underneath your belt servicing every single week, but you just have to do it correctly, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, we've been in business for 37 years, and I can't say every year has been like this, but we are like really dialed in. But we have got some really quality people working with us, like my wife, Valerie, our office manager. She's all about systems and processes. She has to yank me out and say, get out of here. Like, we got this. And then Scott Ferguson, he comes from the corporate world, and this guy is just a genius. And so we're lucky to have him. And so what I'm realizing as I get older, I do more reflecting, is we just didn't have the right people back in those days. And we hire professional adults and they perform and they're smarter than I am. And for many years, for many decades, I thought I was the smartest guy in the room.
I just want you to know, which is funny over here, Scott is actually on here and Scott works for Javier. Javier's calls to the office today will be automatically rejected. He is doing what we need him to do right now, being Javier Payen.
When Scott came to work with us, he says, what is your biggest headache? And it was software. We had this hodgepodge of all these different software that we're using. And he said, okay, you're out of the software business from now on. Get out of here. So then I come, what are you working on? Get out of here. And then we're going to do this in the beginning of the year. And then, okay, we're going to push it back to February. Well, can I see it? No, get out of here. And it's now, honest to God, I'm not the IT expert on software now. Like, I can barely use it for what I need to use it for. And I'm always asking questions. How do you pull that report? How do you do that? And Scott sends me all the financial data for a repair department. And it's surreal. because that's the stuff I used to do after hours on Sunday, on Saturday, just trying to figure it out. Where are we? And now it's just, like I said, we have professional adults working for us.
I do have a question that came up here. Sorry, Zach, I know you're going to ask a question here really quick.
Get back to work, Scott.
Jared asked what software you are using to manage the pool checkups.
Woo.
Or should we ask Scott? You know what, Scott? Can you answer that question? Because yeah, Javier doesn't know. No, kidding.
So you want today's answer or in the past?
Today's like what you're using.
We use Jobber.
And you use that one for the checkups?
Yeah. And having smart people work for us, like, we'll make this all about Scott today here. The beautiful relationship between Scott and I is I'm a super creative guy. The wheels are always turning. I'm always almost hyperactive. And Scott is a doer. I'm not a doer. I have the ideas. But I'll tell Scott, hey, we should do this and that. And then a week or two will go by. So here you go. It's all done. And sorry, Scott, but sometimes I forget I even tell him to do this. Uh-huh. And it's done. And like, we are just like cranking. But he's just fanatical about completing things. And to me, I'm more visionary and not on task.
It's my people right there.
That's because Zach is in the same mode, right? That visionary. And
I'm finally to a point where I have a great team that I'm able to sit down and talk about the ideas, and people are picking it up and running with it and getting things done and doing a better job than I could ever do with it. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it is.
And I think there's a transition in business where when you're smaller, right, and it takes years to get there, right, you have to mature and you have to go through the experience and stuff like that. But I think in a lot of pool pros and like your guys' journey, you finally get to the point that you understand what your role needs to be, right? And you can't be out there cleaning pools. You can't be out there doing quotes, right? Your standpoint is to stop doing the it and to take that step back. But more importantly, what you two guys are doing is hiring people and telling those people, you guys are professionals at it. That's now your job. It's not my job, right? And the fact that you guys can hire people like that, like Scott and Aubrey and your team and stuff like that, it gets to the point where it's you guys understand that now what you truly have to do is go out there, find the talent, find the right person, put them to do that job. And that's their strength. And that strength is probably stronger than what your strength is. And there's nothing absolutely wrong with that. You hire the people that are going to take your company to the next level, even if they're stronger than you are.
Well, think about all the skills. If you're an accounting person, you're more analytical. If you're a repair guy, you're mechanical. And in this business, you got to be a chemist. You got to be mechanical. You got to be a bookkeeper. You got to be an economist, a psychologist, IT guy. And you realize it's rare to have one personality or one person that encompasses all these personalities. And so you get a guy that's great at finishing tasks. You get someone that's great at accounting. You get someone that's great at operations. You get somebody that's a great mechanic. And then it just starts to unfold. But we were talking yesterday, like, we often refer to ourselves as knucklehead pool guys. And we can all say, yes, Zach's shaking his head, and I don't know if John is, we're all knucklehead pool guys. But really, at the same time, we're all CEOs.
We're not.
You're the CEO of Pool Nation. You're the CEO of the pool boys. And it's Mama's the CEO at your place, right?
Always.
So, and I'm the CEO of our company. And if we just take that knucklehead pool guy hat off and put on the CEO hat on, then the world changes a little bit.
It 100% does. Hey guys, let's do this. Zach, I know you have a question that you have. Let's take our first break here. And when we come back, we'll continue. We'll be right back, guys.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools. Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
AquaStar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Pool Nation Live podcast. We are talking to the man, the myth, the legend himself,
Scott Ferguson,
the cowboy boot summer moon drinking Javier Payen.
That's it.
Anyways, welcome back, everybody. Hey, before we jump back in, I got a couple questions here. So let me go back. And so what billing software do you use for billing was one of the questions.
So Jobber does everything. Mm-hmm. It's the billing, the credit card processing, the mm-hmm. reporting, the whole thing. And then we use QuickBooks for our general accounting. So everything happens in Jobber. And then we just take the sales and
then pull by department.
Yeah,
in.
Exactly. Then gotcha. The general accounting's in QuickBooks.
Absolutely. Scott Edgar, for the benefit of all, please give Javier a credit for hiring somebody like me. 99% of pool company owners would have dismissed me as a corporate guy. Javier has the vision and the guts.
We also like crazy people. Scott's a little nutty.
Oh, man. And then Todd Pieri is saying, on time, nice work, boys. Looks like we got started on time today, John.
I saw you forgot about the new commercial, the extra 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Everybody was rushing to get back. Yeah. Usually right after Raypak, we run in and I'm watching it. I'm listening. I go, hey, we have a little extra time.
Zach was like, sit down. I go, we got an extra 30 seconds. So anyways, big shout out to everybody out there that has jumped on Pool and Tool Guy. Let's see here. Urel Designs, Pool Superior, Christopher Scott at Hayward. What's going on? Only Pool. Pools. Big shout out to everybody out there.
All right. So I want to go back to what John was talking about and how building the correct foundation can really help alleviate a lot of the things. And one thing when we come to talking about team is the structure and roles and what that looks like. And that's something that I find as we continue to grow, we get a little bit bigger, we're finding that maybe the way we had it set up isn't the most efficient, and maybe there is roles that we didn't foresee that now we need. I'm curious of what the structure of your service side is right now when it comes to employees. Do you have managers? Do you have lead technicians? What does that look like?
Where we are currently, it's been a constant evolution. So we're always tweaking and doing new things. But currently, on the service side, we have our service technicians. And for the most part, they're just cleaning pools. And we keep them full. They got their days, or they get their 8 hours in. And then we have Kevin, who does the scheduling, and he does the estimates for new customers. And guy's killing it right now, too. He's doing a fantastic job. Then we have Scott, who's, and this is a new position that we've been trying to create. We didn't know we needed it. We know we needed something, and the position and the opportunity came up, and it just evolved. But his sole job is to show up, and he's the direct line to all our service techs. So when they call, if there's a problem, they need a part or whatever it is, he can retrieve it. He keeps track of inventory. So if you're one of our pool techs, you call Scott. He's going to get you what you need so that you have it, and we keep things going. And what we noticed that all our service guys in the past were calling the repair dispatcher, and he was answering all the questions, and he's trying to field repairs and do estimates and run his department. So we really just split it. Like, if you change your mindset and say the service department is a standalone business. So, you know, Amanda does the billing and the collections on it, and we have our guys are obviously cleaning the pools, and we have the Scott is just there to take care of what they need, the all everything guy. And then we have Kevin, who's there to tweak the schedule, because it's a constant juggling act. Like, the scheduling is constant. You get a new account, where's it going to go? We lose an account, who's it going to come off of, and trying to keep all the schedules in balance. So he's doing that. And then I jumped in as the, or whatever not, my role that I've been assuming in the last couple of years is the trainer. So I thought, when you have guys working, like we were doing some training videos yesterday, there's just no time to train. And so last year we said from January through March, we're doing training. And every Thursday at 3 o'clock, we're going to meet, and just for our service department, we'd go over a lot of different topics. And so we did that this year, we did it last year, and we found that worked really good. But I'm the guy, that's what I'm doing. I'm not out there fixing things. I'm not out cleaning pools. I put the material together, and we get a structure. We're in, we're out, because our guys are on the clock when they're doing it. So we make sure it's super efficient. Then the repair department, if you, again, you think about it as a standalone business, we have Chris that runs it. We have Mackenzie that supports him. Now, Chris is in Colorado, so he's got the whole computer set up out there. When somebody calls our office, his cell phone rings over there, so we can just transfer him. We got that all set up. And then Mackenzie's the backup support. Again, if they need parts or whatever, she helps them with the scheduling. And we have our technicians that go out and do the work. So on the repair department, it's either an inbound call from a customer or a tech. Hey, I'm here, and this pump's smoking or something like that. Okay, no problem. We'll have a guy out there. Or the maintenance stuff, the filter cleanings, all that preventative maintenance, their schedule. And I was talking to Chris today. He said, yeah, I asked him how things are going. Yeah, we got the schedule full till next Wednesday. Okay, cool. Then it's just always coming in. When we get to the summer months, we're like 2 or 3 weeks out. And that's when we unplug the new business, because we won't take everything, and we're going to prioritize our customers. And if it means I got to go out there with my PG9 on Saturday, I'll go out there on Saturday with my PG9 for our customers. But I'm not doing that for just every Tom, Dick, and Harry, because you know how those calls work out. Hey, come work on my heater. Can you look at that? Can you look at that? And those are great opportunities, but we don't have the time for that. We have plenty to do, and that's our focus. And if we have time, great, but that's how we structure it. And then, of course, we have the county, and Scott Ferguson's in his laboratory doing his Scott Ferguson thing. So I just try to stay out of his way and just trust the system.
So when it comes to the techs, like the boots on the ground, do you have like more, any that take like a mentorship role of maybe newer techs that they're helping or leading or things like that? Or is it everyone, Scott's your guy, go to Scott?
So we do our training. So Scott's there because he has almost 1 year experience in the industry. Mm-hmm. So he can get things, and he's learning SKUs and part numbers. And he can take that information and get it to where it needs to be gotten. If it's me or if it's our repair team or whomever, we're there as a team to support everybody. But then we also offer the training, so that we did. And then we'll talk later about the apprenticeship program. We got some guys in on this apprenticeship program in California that we got going. And so it's just, when I look back and as I start thinking about numbers, the amount of time and resources we spend on training is insane. When we went to the Jandy class, two of my techs were there. They were there 2 days. I was there 1 day. And then we took a couple people, I think a total of four people, to the Pentair class and the national show. And I start adding it up. It's a lot of dough we're laying out. And it's not so much the cost. It's the opportunity cost of having two guys not working and the schedule backing up. But the time to train, I was telling Edgar, it'd be great if I can take everything in my head and just put it in someone else's. But you can't. You have to come to the realization that you have to have a training, like not necessarily a program, but it's got to be part of your culture. We're always learning.
So that's a perfect segue into my next question. If we can maybe dive a little bit deeper into that, what type of training and qualifications do you require for your staff?
Ooh, that's a kind of a big question because we have different type of staff. So, let's take
say service. Okay. Yeah, let's just pick service. So if you're hiring a technician or bringing a technician on, what are you looking for? A little bit more of a seasoned veteran? Are you looking for somebody who's never been in the industry? And
we prefer someone with no experience. We're talking entry-level pool cleaning because in my experience, when you hire someone that's been cleaning pools for this person, that person, maybe they have some bad habits. And we've had guys that come from other companies that are great, but that's just my experience. Maybe that's my mental image there. But we find if we just take someone with a good attitude, a good work ethic, that's honest, we can work with that. But if you get someone that can't get out of bed or not honest or whatever, it's not going to work out. So to answer your question, just somebody that wants to work, that has a good attitude, and it's our job to train them. We can't expect them to know everything or here ride with us for 2 weeks and now you know everything, which is how we used to do it. Now it's like we have to own the responsibility to make sure they have the tools and the training that they need to do their job. So really, that's my job. Do you have everything you need today to do your job? And if not, where are we lacking and what do we need to do?
What things do we need to put in place to fix that?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let me ask you, you're part of this apprenticeship program, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it. Can you tell us what it is and
sure.
why it was created? What was the goal of creating the program?
So in the past, when you talk to your people, you network, hey, wouldn't it be great to have an apprenticeship program like other industries? And why doesn't that exist? And then just to dive a little deeper in what I learned is that in the state of California, and I'm in California, so that's what I know. I don't know any other states of what their policies and procedures are. But in the state of California, did you guys know that there was no vocational code for a pool technician? What that means is if you're going to get your work comp, you have to, what code are they, like in plastering? Are they electrician? Are they whatever trade? There was no vocational classification for a pool technician. You can't have an apprenticeship program without a designation. So David Haas, this is really, he gets all the credit for it. I'm just coming in at the tail end, so I take no credit for it. But he was able to get the state of California to recognize a pool technician as a real vocation. So if you go like to the California apprenticeship programs, there's, I don't forget what code, I should know what code it is, but I don't. But there's actually, I think, a four-digit code of what our classification is. Once you do that, and you get set up with a college, I think where it's in San Joaquin, there's a Department of Education out there. So they said, okay, you can have this apprenticeship program. So it's all dialed in. And now we submitted a program and it was accepted. So now this, for the very first time in the state of California, we have a bona fide apprenticeship program that's sanctioned by the state of California. So now we've got, and we set this up, of course, like in 2019, and we're all ready to go. And then the pandemic hits. And so the first cohort was clunky. We got it done. We jammed it through. We graduated a handful of apprentices. And so they've got their certificate from the state of California that they're journeyman apprentice pool technician. And so now we have two techs in the program right now, and it is dialed in. It's humming. Like, you think about the best people in the industry, they're participating. Steve Barnes participating, Alan Smith. I did a class, Kent Westfault. We're trying to get Q Hales from On Balance to come out. We've had Dorenda. Everyone, we all know each other. We've all been talking about this. There's been a lot of people volunteering their time to teach these courses. So now the cool part about it is we talk about training and opportunity costs. So if we send two guys to the Jandy class like we just did, there's the opportunity cost of them not working with us, plus we're paying them to be there, and that can add up real quick. The cost of the classes are negligible. It's the opportunity cost and the production cost it takes. with our apprentices, part of the deal is they have to work for a company that's been approved to have apprentices, which means you have to be licensed, you have to be on payroll, you have to do everything legit. And otherwise, you cannot, as a company, you cannot register to have apprentices if you're not legit and licensed and have all your ducks in a row. So then now, when we send, the part of the deal is those apprentices have to work for an approved company. And then once they do that, then their hours that they're already working count towards their 2,000 hours required of on-the-job training. So in a year, they're going to get that. So part of them getting their certificates, they need 2,000 on-the-job hours. And so they get that just by working. But the cool part about this is, and where the value is, that when they take their classes in the evening on Zoom, we're not paying them for it. They're off the clock because it's not like part of their job. It's they're in this program from the state, and it's set up that way to that's on their time. Just like if you got to go to school for whatever, and you know, who's going to pay you to go to school, right? But so we pay the tuition, and then they take the classes. And so they were doing classes on Paolo Benedetto. Mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. We all know him, right?
Yeah.
He was doing one of our classes, and I jumped in because I've never met him. I'll probably meet him at the Western here, but I'm like, this guy is legendary. Like, this guy's one of the best guys in the industry, and our guys are on a Zoom call with him. And then it's like, hey, if you ever need me, here's my cell phone number. Holy crap. We'll talk about the value. Like, I've been in this business 37 years. I've never met him. I'll meet him in Long Beach, I'm sure. But these guys are being exposed to the best people in the industry, like a private class for them, questions and answers. It's mind-blowing. So like going to where this idea started to where we are now, it's like unbelievable. So kudos to David Haas for having the vision to do that. And again, I came in at the end, and I'm on their board, and Ken Howard's on the board as well too. And so we're now trying to get a repair technician certification. So that's like the next project, but we'll be at the Western. We'll have a booth up there.
For the apprenticeship?
Yeah, the PSATC apprenticeship program.
Okay. Do you happen to know what booth number you're going to be at?
Nope.
Okay.
Come on.
What's that? Scott, can you send us the booth number, Scott? you know
ASAP.
What? So, anyways, no, that's great. I think it's a great program. Now, in that program, did they take any type of accounting, or do they take any...
No. So it's not geared to run a business, for example.
Okay.
It's geared for a technician. So like, for example, a big shout out to our guy, Owen. So Owen is going to go down in history as the first person in the country to find the pool industry through an apprenticeship program. He's getting ready to turn 20. So at 19, his dad's all, you got to go learn a trade, go find some apprenticeship program. So he goes online and he finds the pool industry. And he sends an email to Michelle Harvey, our office admin there. And she calls me and says, this kid called us and he wants to be an apprentice and he's down in your area. I don't know what to do with him because this is a new program. It's like, this is wild. What do I do? Well, call him. Have him call me. So I reached out to him. He came to our office. We had an interview. We hired him. And when the next cohort came up in September, he's been with us since April. So he's been servicing pools for us. And then we enrolled him in the apprenticeship program. And that guy, in a year's time, has been exposed to all these people that has taken all of us a lifetime to have these relationships. And as a matter of fact, as I said, to mention Paolo out there, big shout out to him. I've never met him, and I see him on Facebook and stuff like that. I know he's well respected, but our guy Owen's already had a 3-hour class with him.
That's pretty freaking cool. By the way, Eric is saying over here, Eric came to save the day. Eric from the Western.
Oh, okay. Eric Wilson. Yeah. All right. What booth number, Eric? Surround yourself with good people.
You're in booth 724.
Like I said, 724.
Hey, Javier, I'm going to throw you a lifeline. I don't even know what booth we are.
Me neither.
So, the Western show.
Well, we got to take our knucklehead pool guy hats off and put our CEO hats on.
Eric Nielsen. Do you know the booth number?
You haven't told me.
Eric, Pool Nation booth number, please.
John, you don't know our booth number at the Western?
Is it the same as last year?
Yeah.
I know where it's at.
Damn, you're supposed to say no.
Yeah.
Don't remember last year's either.
I know where to find it.
Shame on both of you. Shame on both of you. Because here's the thing.
744.
It's the easiest number to remember ever. 444. 444, remember?
444.
So you're not alone.
Oh, I know I'm not alone. You guys.
By the way, Michael is saying on here, Javier, he'll just walk the show until he finds it.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, it's exactly it. I have no plan.
Yep, absolutely. Jeanette is saying, I think I wish the apprenticeship program was everywhere. I love the idea.
It is coming to your neighborhood soon. I don't know if that's 10 years from now, but the program has been approved nationally. Mm-hmm. And so now that it's rocking and rolling, we are getting calls from every state, the Sun Belt states predominantly. And when are you doing this down here? So it's like our pool service. Let's get this done right in California. Let's not run too fast. And if we can do it in California, we can do it everywhere. And it has been approved nationally. But, you know, stay tuned.
That's awesome.
I want to jump in and ask. We talked about people. We talked about growth, those types of things. At this stage that you guys are at, what would you say some of the biggest challenges in running your business are?
Ooh, that's a deep question, huh? The biggest challenges. I'm in California, so it's challenging just to get out of bed and go to work every day. The biggest challenge is just really staying out of your own way and just understand just be patient with what you're doing. There's a lot of work out there. Just dial in what you're doing and don't get distracted with everything else. Do the best work you can. And I think for us technicians, really the accounting part is probably the biggest monster. When you guys are doing your boot camp and you guys are really putting resources into that, I think that's a really good gap to fill. Because there's, at least in San Diego, there's just tons of training. You know, with them, it's every week there's some class.
Awesome. So you guys have a PHTA meeting or event that's coming up in San Diego. Can we talk a little bit about that and what you guys do?
So in my spare time, a couple of years ago, we started the APSP, which was the Association of Pool and Spa Professionals. And Ken Howard has been tugging at me to get this going. So we started it. And the idea was to get professionals together to network and support each other and help elevate each other. And then shortly after that, they changed the name of the PHTA. And we fought a little bit because we were just so proud that we got to this point. And so now we've adopted the name the PHTA. So we're officially the PHTA Chapter San Diego. And we now got a new board. And I'm not the president anymore. It's Dustin Anderson you had on before. So this is, I think, the best people in San Diego County that are getting together for the spirit of networking and supporting each other. And Dustin's got his first meeting coming up. It's actually going to be pretty special. It's going to be a residential symposium April 10th in Carlsbad at some swanky place. I think Green Dragon, I think. It's pretty swanky. I looked on the website. So they have like wedding venues and that type of stuff. And he's going to have, some vendor booths. I think we're trying to keep it to 10 that are catering to the residential side of it. And we have a keynote speaker. Do you know who it is, Zach? Edgar does. We have Megan Kendrick from Pool Pro Magazine has come down as our keynote to give us the kickoff for the year, the state of the industry, and just give us insights from her point of view of where things are going and where they are and what opportunities are out there. So it is, Dustin's just kicking ass down there. It's going to be great. And so the cool part about it is that as the outgoing president, you know how when you make a project, it's your baby and you don't want to let go. So I've got it set up to where as the outgoing president, I'm going to be on the board, but a non-voting member. So his show to run, all I'm going to do is support him. If he has questions, I'm going to let him do his thing. I'm going to trust his system and he's going to kick ass. And then when his time is done and someone else steps up, he can be there in an advisory capacity if needed. And then he's going to kick ass. He's just you guys had him on the podcast. The guy's fantastic. Stay out of his way.
Yeah.
Watch out.
And I think that's important. I think that's something really good that you did from your side to be able to just sit back and say, hey, I'll be on the board, but I won't vote. So that they don't feel that you're trying to hang on or
I call it a hanger-oner.
A hanger-oner. Yeah. I think that's great.
No, he's got a great board. They're already kicking ass and they're younger and they're embracing technology and it's, man, it's just going to be fun to watch them. Then I think in July or August, we're going to do like a commercial symposium. So that's the theme this year.
I'm looking forward to it. I can attest that I've had the pleasure to be at a couple of the meetings down there that you guys have had. And it's hard to find a group of people that are so engaged in these meetings and education and just furthering the industry together. And more importantly, inclusive, right? You never felt you're not part of the clique. What are you doing here? Everybody was very inviting and stuff. So if anybody is in the area, April 10th, you said?
Yeah, it's going to be April 10th in Carlsbad. I think the flyers should be going out pretty soon on Instagram.
And yeah, I'm going to put it on my calendar.
But register because I got a feeling it's going to be big. You've got vendors saying, why can't I be on it? Because we're trying to limit it or Dustin's trying to limit it. And so it's going to be big. So if you're interested, register like ASAP as soon as you can. And getting back to Zach's question, he asked like, what are the biggest challenges? One of the biggest opportunities is to be around professional people, to be around good people, because we all want to help each other out. The industry elevates when we all elevate. I come from a time where that wasn't the mindset. It's just everyone's fending for themselves and it's just like a dirty industry. And now you have guys like Dustin out there who's running a great shop. And I'm obviously older than Dustin, but I would help that guy out with anything. We're in two different parts of the county, so we don't really compete, but I refer business to him all the time, and he refers business to us, and we have this great relationship. And if I was going to compete against a guy like Dustin and I lost, hey, kudos to him, and what do I need to do to polish up my game? Because it's a fair fight, because his guys are on payroll, he pays them well, he's licensed, he's doing everything we're doing, and we collaborate. And anytime he needs any help, whatever, I'm there for him, and I know he's there for me too. We're taking that spirit and we're broadening it to other people who want to, you know, when you do things like that, no one's paying you to do it and you're taking a risk. And what if, I always have those fears, like, what if we have this meeting and nobody shows up? So that's going to suck. But they're always good. They're always positive. And really, there's no agenda. Like, we're not trying to sell anybody anything. The whole spirit is, let's learn something. Let's collaborate. Let's support each other. And let's raise the level of professionalism of this industry. We all deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the ultimate goal, right? The ultimate goal is just to elevate the industry and
create a nation of pool pros.
Nice. I like it. Huh? Wow. Huh? I love it. First response, Michael's going. Remember.
Yes.
And that's one of the biggest things that I will recommend to anybody listening or watching or whatever is, you know, that there's always a learning environment when you go to take trainings and do all those things. But Javier and I were talking about it yesterday. One of, if not the best things that you can take out of it is the networking aspect.
Definitely.
Because you sit there and you have conversation with pool pros, whether they're from a different side of the United States or a different state or whatever it is. And a lot of times they're going to have the answers to your questions that you're trying to figure out, right? And learning is important. And in our industry, you always have to learn. You'll always learn something, just like I did yesterday. I was excited about that. But the networking aspect to it. And in order to network, you have to get out to these events. You have to get out of that comfort zone. And I know it's difficult to be like, oh, I'm going to go to the Western show and fly out of my state to go to Long Beach, and I've never been, and I don't know what the show's in. But once people get there, our industry is very open armed.
So just a couple of days ago, I mentioned I was at the Jandy Classic. We were at the factory, the Fluidra building, and they're doing their training. And at the end of the training, you know, I had a pack, and of course, last minute to go to Texas the next day. So I was, all right, I'm going to hit traffic. And our rep, Daniel Nicholas, who's also on the PHTA board, says, hey, listen, I've got some clients here. They're from the Palm Desert, Joshua Tree area. I'm going to take them out for beer. You want to come hang out with us? Sure. You either sit in traffic for an hour or go have a beer for an hour. So I told my guys, hey, if you're not in a rush, let's go hang out. And then we sat down and I said, this is where the learning begins right here. Forget this 8-hour class we just did. This is the learning. And Kelly and Bobby are there. And
big shout out to Kelly and Bobby.
I never met her before. In the class, she was a row in front of me and I wasn't sitting next to her. So there's got 30 people in there. So you're not talking to everybody. And man, the conversations we had, and she's like me, like, blah, 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 this and that. Hey, Kelly, slow down. Like, then I went and sat down with her. And it's like, then we're having a CEO to CEO meeting. What are your challenges? These are my challenges. Here's how we're handling this. Here's how you're handling it. And I learned more in that 2 hours, 3 hours of conversation that was going to be an hour than I did in the whole class. And now the technical stuff is important, yes, but that's like the meat and potatoes. And that's what I thrive on.
Absolutely. It's
plus Daniel's that. Picking up the tab. That was pretty sweet. Thank you, Daniel.
So what did you guys eat?
Nothing. No, I was like, we just had little appetizers.
Steakhouse? Appetite? Oh, yeah. John.
Yeah.
Would that happen with you?
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower?
Oh, yeah, the buffalo cauliflower.
See, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's really good. Some type of shrimp thing and some chicken wings.
Oh, that was Jandy?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't ever try to do that to John. John, don't do that.
But when we went out and I invited the guys, they were like, no, we're not going with you. They missed out because we went to steakhouse and I was sending them pictures of John's tomahawk
steak. Oh my God, yes, we have that. When we went to the pantry class, one of my guys went home early. Dude, you missed the tomahawks. So he's still, damn it.
You know what they do now is when we take John to Del Frisco, they already know him. So they start, they start doing the tomahawk dance because they know that's what he's going to order. Right, John?
Yes. Yes.
They start high-fiving themselves. Oh, yeah. We already know what he's getting.
He comes in and says, oh.
Yep.
Exactly.
Hey, Max O'Brien, never dismiss the old guys. I think Max is calling you an old guy.
I am. That's cool. I love it.
They made the tool we use today. Absolutely. Max is absolutely amazing. Shout out to you out there, Max. Hey, guys, let's do this. Let's take our final word from our sponsors when we come back. John, I want to get your final thoughts. We'll be right back.
The Hyper Pole from Ultimate Pool Tools is a pool care pole designed by pool professionals for pool professionals, featuring precision-crafted carbon fiber and stainless steel construction. Go to ultimatepooltools.com or Instagram at Ultimate Pool Tools.
Pool pros have specific needs when it comes to general liability insurance. The SPPA program has you covered. With three tailored and customizable general liability options, SPPA makes it easy for pool pros to feel secure. Find out more and get covered at thesppa.com. Now available, Pool Invoice. Pool Invoice is a pool billing software created specifically for the pool service and repair industry. It's developed for our industry and only our industry. Pool Invoice is built with recurring billing in mind. You can print, email, text invoices, or even send via WhatsApp. You can add recurring or yearly charges, accept credits, and set up auto pay. You can even see when customers have seen the invoice. It even has a customer portal where they can log in and see, print, and pay invoices. It has all your customers' information on one page, so you don't need to search through hundreds of invoices looking for the one you need. Just go to the customer profile and it's all at your fingertips. Created specifically for the pool industry, Pool Invoice. Now available at poolinvoice.com. Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray, all day.
Aquastar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed, open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with the pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double-locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleaners faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Natural Chemistry, a leader in specialty water care solutions for over 30 years, is proud to provide products that make pool service easier than ever before. Its unique enzyme formulations in Pro Series Pro Blend improve efficiency of your pool program while reducing frequency of filter cleaning and scum lines. Natural Chemistry is also well known for its wide variety of phosphate removal solutions that include a non-clouding formula in phosphate and extremely high-range removal with Pro Series Foss Remove or Foss Free Max. Save time, save money, save work with Pro Series products. Stop sacrificing durability or efficiency with the help of Raypak's new Avia HD models that utilize Nitec, their exclusive industry-first technology. Nitec heat exchanger technology is Raypak's latest solution to superior strength and maximum efficiency when it comes to residential pool heating. With 900% more nickel compared to Cooper nickel in critical surfaces, Nitec creates an ideal surface to protect against scale formation and erosion without compromising on Avia's 84% thermal efficiency. Learn more at raypak.com/Nitec. The next evolution in lighting is here. Universal Color Logic 2.0 from Hayward. The latest in pool and spa lighting was designed with you in mind, making installation a breeze. Upgrades include a detachable cord and first-of-a-kind adjustable lower catch to overcome variations in plaster thickness. As always, Universal Color Logic lights retrofit into virtually any in-ground pool or spa while delivering industry-leading, vibrant color. Visit Hayward.com to discover more.
Hello, welcome back everybody to the Pool Nation Live podcast. By the way, while we were on break and chit-chatting away, Eric Nielsen sent a message and he goes, old guys rule. We know the priorities, boots, beer, and tomahawks.
That's it.
I guess all John is missing is the boots and the beer. Other than that, he's got tomahawks down. I'm just missing the beer. I got the boots and I can do the tomahawk. But you know what? I haven't had a tomahawk since I've been out here in Texas.
There's lunch right there.
There's lunch right there. Mr. Zacharias, let's get some final thoughts.
We went over a lot of different things today, and these are my favorite, like hearing the stories, what you went through, how you got to where you are today. And one thing is that I feel comforted knowing that I have my visionary brother out there.
Yeah. And,
you were speaking his language.
Yeah, you were definitely speaking my language. So I definitely feel some of the things that you've went through. But I just want to say thank you for coming out. And we've got to get over there because I would love to see what you guys have going on.
Absolutely.
And see the structure and how things are flowing.
Yeah, we don't have a tornado sirens like we did yesterday.
Yeah, I picked him up at the hotel, John, and as soon as he got into the truck, woo, the tornado alarms went off. He wasn't freaking out. He actually took it really well.
I've been running a pool business for 37 years. Come on. You got to do more than that.
He busted out the phone and let's record it. And then he's like, okay, where are we going?
But you didn't tell me that before I got on the airplane today.
Well, that's because that was last night. This was today. So anyways, so normally I go to John for final thoughts, but you know what, Javier? I'm going to throw them out to you before I throw them out to John.
Yeah, thank you. Kind of coming out here and seeing how you guys work over the last couple of years, got a chance to meet you guys and know you guys. And there's a lot of behind the scenes stuff. JJ's got to go out and bust some repairs and do his stuff out. You think, okay, we're all done and we're going to go get another moon milk coffee or whatever. But you guys are running businesses and you guys are giving your time for this platform to elevate the industry. So I thank you guys. And I just want to acknowledge the hard work you guys do behind the scenes and the time away from your families. And this is a great thing you guys are doing to the industry. And just kudos, because it's a lot of work. And just seeing a little glimpse of it, even Spider-Man back there, he's got his thing. This doesn't happen by accident. You guys are complete pros at this. And it's just great to see this evolution happening. But I just want to acknowledge the hard work that I appreciate you guys are doing.
Thank you.
We appreciate that a lot.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mr. Flawless.
Yes.
Bring us home, come baby. Final thoughts.
I just want to give a million thanks to you, Javier, for taking the time again, like I said earlier, coming out here, doing this, taking the time away from your family to do the same exact thing that we're talking about, right? We're all in this together. And to hear your story, especially, I'll give you an example. At every break on the podcast, the number one thing I do is I call up Mama and I talk to her. I go, so how do you think? How's it going? What do you think? Because I want to get her feedback, because she obviously is my biggest cheerleader for sure. But I tell her I need to get some feedback. And because we're busy, we are, and we're not doing this for fun. We're doing this because we love this and we're trying to make our industry better. And I want to know that what we're doing is having some form of impact, or we're on the right track, or if we need to stop talking about something or focusing on something or just not hitting the mark on something, I need that feedback so that we can go back and make adjustments and then we can provide what we need to provide. And I got to tell you, the first thing Janie tells me, and she's like, I absolutely love this. And sometimes because we've been doing this now for a while and we talk to a lot of people, we interview a lot of people, and we sit and we go, okay, we forget the importance of actually hearing these stories from people like yourself and all the wonderful people that you have working for you and how you started and where you're at now. Because the one word that came out of her mouth was that she's pumped, she's excited. And we all can talk the talk, and I understand the blueprints, right? I know what needs to get done. And as business owners, if you've been doing it for a while and you're successful, you have an idea, right? The number one struggle is actually executing, right? And executing well. And that makes the difference between good and great, or great and exceptional. And I'm on the phone with her and she's like, I love it. I love hearing the story and what he's doing. And then we got to start doing this again. And we got to get back on this. And then we're talking, she's, I'm pumped. And to me, as a business owner, you sometimes seem to have the whole world falls on your shoulders. And depending on what type of business owner you are, sometimes, like myself, I have a hard time letting go sometimes, right? Because I'm somewhat of a perfectionist. I'm very anal. I like things a certain way. And it's tough to let go of your baby and what you're doing. And to hear the people that are in it with you, your employees, like your wife, your significant other, your friends, whoever, your family members, your kids, whatever it may be, get motivated or get pumped up about what you're doing and what you've created, you know, simply by, you know, hearing this story. And to us, it might seem insignificant because we've talked about it and said it a million times to people, but we forget about the impact it might have. And I guarantee you there's people on our chat right now or next Friday when this gets released, or Monday when it gets released, or a year down the road when they find us on the podcast and they listen to it, they're going to hear this and it's going to motivate them to be better at what they do. And I just want to say thank you, because you had a positive impact on my life today. When happy wife, happy life. And I get a big smile, a big cheese grin on my face, because pools are, to me, they're sexy. I like what I do and I get it, but it's hard to sometimes get people to see the sexiness of it and the potential of it. And not saying that mama doesn't, but to have somebody that's there grinding right now, cleaning a screwed up pool, right? She's telling me how messed up this pool is, but at the same time, excited to get home and to start implementing a couple things and to get back on track on a couple different things, to me is worth it. So I just want to say thank you, Javier. I appreciate it.
That was deep.
That was deep.
You're welcome.
Are you going for 1,000 now?
Am I going for 1,000?
1,000 pools. Mama's going to come home and just shake things
this
up.
He could say whatever he wants. We all know it's Janie coming in. That's coming in. So, and she's like, we're hiring 3 more employees. We're getting 2 more trucks.
For
right?
real. You know, we don't bring on a client. We have a waiting list. And, you know, and I keep it small. We got a couple hundred and we're cool.
And that's really cool, because at the end of the day, you're doing what you want to do. And that's freedom right there.
And we feel good, but at the same, and only time we bring on people is when we need to bring on another technician, bring on 15 or 20 or 30 pools enough and add it onto our schedule. And then that's how we're going to bring on another technician and add it to them. But I don't actively go out there. And sometimes I find myself where I'm avoiding it. It's more of like why I don't want to pick up this pool. But hearing this from mama and getting this type of energy again, it pumps me up a little bit too. And it's okay. Let's rock and roll. Janie, so thank you.
Janie, the word of the day, scale.
A calcium scale or scale of business?
Yeah, right.
So, Javier, I really appreciate you coming out. I've had a great time with you yesterday in the studio, being able to record some stuff that we're going to set up for you guys and stuff like that. Just absolutely loved hanging out last night doing the pool talk.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
And
it's fun.
So we really appreciate it. We know that you do a lot for the industry. We know that you take a lot of your personal time. The same thing that we try to do with Pool Nation, to better the industry and all that. We see you out there doing it as well and giving back to the industry. So we really appreciate that. We're just on the same wavelength, right? We're trying to just elevate the industry. So the day that we kind of sunset right into the sunset, we just can look back and go, we gave a little piece, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we appreciate it. We appreciate all of your support. And everybody out there, join me and John next Wednesday on the Instagram Live. So for those of you, we got 3 questions in. We'll answer those next Wednesday on the Instagram Live. And then next thing you know, from there Sunday, we'll be flying out to Long Beach, California. You excited, John? You excited to see me? Come on, say it that you're excited to see me. Say it.
He looks stressed.
He didn't say it. Yeah. He didn't say it. He's like,
I'm definitely excited. No, I'm so looking forward to the Western show. That was the first show I've ever been to, and it holds a place near and dear in my heart. And it's in my backyard, right? It's where all my friends and the people I've grown up with. It's something that we look forward to every single year. And nowadays, because we're bringing people there as well with us to share that experience with your employees, is also something pretty neat. And then not only that, my daughter's even going to come down for a night. It's something that we look forward to. And yeah, it's going to be tough and it's a lot of work. And we're going to be there for a week and we're going to be away from our business for a while. And it's all worth it. And it's like our vacation, really. So I'm actually very excited for it.
It's our working vacation.
It is a working vacation.
So anyways, everybody, I hope that you guys all have a great weekend. Catch me and John live next Wednesday on Instagram. That's 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hope everybody has a great weekend. See you guys. Bye, guys.
Later.
See ya.
Thank Thanks for listening to the Pool Nation Podcast, a member of the Pool Nation family. You can listen to us live every Friday here at 9 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Central, and 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at Pool Nation or PoolNationPodcast.com, on Facebook, or on Instagram at Pool.Nation. And to find more info about Pool Invoice, the billing software built specifically for the pool industry, go to PoolInvoice.com. Before you go, this is what the pool industry has been waiting for. PoolManUniversity.com. It's the first platform dedicated to learning the swimming pool service and repair industry. A pool service community where you can connect and find videos on business, service, water chemistry, and repairs. See you there at PoolManUniversity.com.